I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, I'm taking you across the Metroplex to Fort Worth, a city on the move. Our family has long favored Fort Worth over Dallas. Its broad brick streets, lively downtown, connection to the cattle industry, cowboy culture, and art scene appeal to my West Texas heritage and my husband's laid-back nature. With a son attending TCU, many trips were made across the Metroplex, but it had been 10 years since the last visit. Changes were notable, while, gratefully, the charm remained. The cultural district, primarily owned by the city of Fort Worth, continues to expand its contrasting architectural wonderland. Previous museums were designed by some of the world's best-known architects. Louis Kahn's near-perfect original Kimball Museum, Philip Johnson and Alan Ritchie's addition to the Amon Carter Museum, and Tadao Ando's serene modern art museum. The Fort Worth Museum of Science History's building opened in 2009 with South of the Border Tones by the father and son team of Ricardo and Victor Legorreta of Mexico City, acknowledges the area's Hispanic beginnings. Add in the newest addition to the Kimball Art Museum by Renzo Piano, opened in 2013, and you have a very eclectic campus, a kind of world fair agglomeration, as Dallas Morning News architect writer Mark Lamster would call it. He concurs you can get a real overview of modern design in a very small space. Go for the architecture and stay for the art. One of the most obvious changes in the last 10 years lies in the 7th Street connection between downtown Fort Worth and the Cultural District. Once the largest building in Texas, a huge regional mission-style Montgomery Ward store and catalog warehouse had been empty, surrounded by other vacant buildings and open lots. Today, the West 7th Street Urban Village is a happening place. Condos, restaurants, and retail now fill the Montgomery Ward building, serving as an anchor for the area. Across 7th Street are more new and old apartments, restaurants, stores, and bars. I expect this area to be a success with a Target store only 2 blocks away, along with a new small food truck park. After an evening meal at the superb Cafe Modern in the Modern Art Museum, we heard live music from that nearby 7th Street district and walked over to explore. Incandescent lights strung across streets encouraged the festive mood, and the area appeared to be gearing up for a fun Friday night. We decided to relinquish the sounds to a younger generation as a quiet drink in our downtown hotel bar sounded, well, it just sounded more relaxing. In returning, we crossed the brand new 7th Street Bridge with its 12 lit stainless steel arches, not realizing it had only opened in October, replacing the aging 100-year-old bridge. Sundance Square in downtown Fort Worth was also just reintroduced in November 2013 after 2 years of renovation. Actually, renovation is too small a word. The former square had only been 2 large parking lots that could be cleared for events or fairs. It is so changed, I had to take a moment to get oriented. 2 new office and retail buildings have been built on the east and west sides of the square, providing a density that had been missing, according to Andy Taft, president of Downtown Fort Worth, Inc., a nonprofit advocacy group. Between the 2 new structures is a more traditional bricked square with the now obligatory ground-level 216 jet fountain that lights up at night, and 4 32-foot-tall umbrellas to shade lunchtime picnickers. The only familiar item, the Chisholm Trail mural, has continued as a focal point. I have to admit, I was underwhelmed by the finished product. It wasn't bad, I just expected more. I can't note the changes in the last 10 years without mentioning a wonderful coffee house in Southside, another emerging urban design district south of downtown. Avoca Coffee Roasters was named one of the best places for coffee in Dallas by D Magazine. You heard that right. Dallas coffee shop owners were not happy to have a Fort Worth coffee house win that distinction. As you may recall, I'm a very particular cappuccino drinker, but our Avoca's barista knew what she was doing, and I was served a strong cappuccino with perfect proportions, worth the short drive from downtown. The good news is all the great draws of Fort Worth are still there. The beautiful Bass Performance Hall, Fort Worth Zoo, Japanese Gardens, free downtown Sid Richardson Western Art Museum, Joe T. Garcia's Mexican Food, the historic Stockyards, Cattleman's Steakhouse, TCU Football, etc., etc. With its plans for urban villages and design districts, Fort Worth's forward thinking should keep it worth many more visits, even if they're spaced a decade apart.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at ketr.org. Click support this station.